Serious and organised crime has been described as one of the greatest threats to the implementation of United Nations mandates and the safety and security of peacekeepers and the countries where they serve by the UN Police Division Chief Luis Carrillo. From the 11th to the 13th of September, as part of its Transnational Threats or TNT project, crime experts met at UN headquarters in New York to find ways to strengthen cooperation and discuss methods to tackle the problem of serious and organised criminal activity. On Thursday, Conor Lennon from UN News caught up with Charles Kim from UN Police, who is the TNT project manager. He started by asking Mr. Kim what the UN Police Division means by transnational threats.
We're talking about not only organized crime, but also illicit trafficking, violent extremism, corruption, and some of the other issues related to that. So it's broader than just saying organized crime. There are several main activities related to the project, and one of them is to exchange best practice, lessons learned, to gain some practical experience, and to enhance cooperation among our missions.
What does UN Police do?
When we say UN Police, we're speaking of the police division based here in New York at headquarters, as well as police components that are in many of UN peace missions or field missions. They are both individual police officers that are loaned by their national governments to work under UN service, and they're also formed police units, which are usually about 140 police officers from one country. And formed police units do a lot more related to public order management, you know, securing facilities for internally displaced people. They have a more actually narrower scope, whereas individual police officers bring particular expertise in from their home services, police services.
So where would people see UN Police?
The number changes so frequently, but I think there are police components now in 13 UN peacekeeping operations and special political missions. Wherever the peacekeeping operation or whatever the mandate from the Security Council will determine if there's going to be a police component in that operation.
Turning back to organized crime, could you give me an idea of the scale of this problem worldwide?
You know, it affects every country as either an origin, a transit, or a destination country. And for our peace missions, peacekeeping operations, the majority of which are based in Africa at the moment, there is Africa being blessed with vast natural resources. That's also an issue. Natural resource trafficking, diamonds, coltan, timber, illegal timber, illegal logging or illegal forester activities, trafficking in humans, weapons, drug trafficking, obviously. So there are many different issues, and how they impact our missions are very different. And one initiative that we've been involved with closely is in West Africa, where there's a lot of drugs transiting through the region en route to Europe. There were very highly sophisticated organized networks that were landing planes or boats or even submarines or whatever different types of vessels to move drugs through West Africa and then to move them overland either to Europe or through the Gulf of Guinea into, you know, the European mainland.
So in examples like this, what would the UN Police's role be?
It really depends on the mandate that's given by the Security Council. We have what we call executive mandates, where the UN Police may actually substitute for the national police service if it's not functioning, or if, you know, particularly in conflict or post-conflict settings.
So they could arrest people, jail them.
Yes, exactly. And those were few and far between. I think there have only been a few executive mandates. Timor-Leste, for example. And in Kosovo, the UN mission there is also performing some functions of a kind of national police service. But mainly the mandates are capacity building mandates. So we're there to assist the national police in developing their capacity to be able to do what we consider basic policing functions, you know, arrest, detention, investigation, and things of that nature. So it's mostly capacity building. So in terms of organized crime, what we do is provide trainings, we provide technical assistance, expertise to help them be able to address organized crime issues more effectively. So the UN police are not there arresting people and knocking down doors or anything of that nature. They're more there to support the host state, which may either have been destroyed during a conflict, or it's an unfortunate situation where also the police are seen as aggressors in some conflicts. So there's also the issue of rebuilding the trust that the public has with the police, which is very necessary. So in the aftermath of a conflict, the UN police may be there to assist with building a police service from the ground up, as we basically did in Liberia. And that includes assisting with recruitment, vetting, basic training, and then more complex training in how to address issues such as organized crime or drug trafficking, illicit trafficking of that nature.
What do you think is the most important project or mission that UN police has been involved in recently?
The biggest police components are in the UN missions in Mali, Central African Republic, and Democratic Republic of the Congo. Those three missions are where the UN police are much more involved. And in our mission in Mali, the UN police are there assisting the Malian authorities, the internal security forces, with issues like forensics and addressing violent extremism and terrorism. Whereas in Central African Republic, the police component there is very large, and it's doing a lot of joint patrols and training and capacity building activities.